Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I jumped the gun there. So excited to talk to Ed. It is the fourth hour of the Cook and Joe Show on this Wednesday. Starkey is off today. I'm Ron Cook talking sports with you. Let's go right out to the Hall and Capitas fan hotline and bring in my pal, Ed Bouchette. Ed is brought to you by YCL Law Firm. Hey, Ed, good afternoon. How's it going today, man?
Great, Ronnie. Thank you.
Appreciate the time, as always. Well, you know what? It's an interesting stat that this is only the fifth time in NFL history the two undefeated teams have met this late in the season. 5-0 Steelers, 5-0 Titans, and the previous four winners went on to the Super Bowl. I find that fascinating.
Well, I don't think they all went on to the Super Bowl, because the first one was 1921, Ron.
You covered that, Ed, not me. I'm just reading what NFL. I'm just doing reading what NFL research tells me. That I guess they all went to the championship game, right?
Maybe it's five in the Super Bowl era. I don't know, but I when I looked at that chart, I can't remember how many number at five or six. I looked to see if they went all the way back, and the first one was 1921 before they even were the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Well, 5-0 and 5-0, it's pretty good. Anything surprise you about how the Steelers have gotten to this point, Ed?
Other than the Tennessee game being rescheduled, Ron, not really. I guess maybe the couple of the rookies coming on quickly, Chase Claypool and the guard, you know, I didn't think the rookies, because of everything they lost this year in training and everything, would have much of an effect. And I thought if Claypool did, they could just send him on some deep routes. And he has been, as you know, on some deep routes. But he's doing more and more. And so I thought the defense actually might be even a little better than it was. We'll see now with Bush out. But I fully expected Ben to return to form. And I think he's returned better than.
Ed, are you in a wind tunnel? I'm hearing a lot of wind around you there.
I'm sorry, Ron. I'll turn my back. I'm at Boyce Park. I'm sitting on a bench here.
You're always out working out, aren't you? Are you walking Poppy?
Yeah, we're walking. He's laying down while we talk right now.
Okay. How much does the Bush loss affect them, Ed? I mean, we know he's played every snap until we got hurt, and a lot of people are saying this is kind of reminiscent of Ryan Shazier going down. That was a little later in the season. They didn't really have time to adjust to it, but, I mean, I don't know what they're going to be able to do other than go with Spillane and maybe what they got. How big of a loss is this?
Oh, it's big, Ron, because Bush did everything. You know, he was on the field all the time, and Spillane's not that kind of linebacker. He's more like Vince Williams, you know, a big hitter, stop the run. I'm not saying he can't cover. I haven't seen enough of him, but from what I heard, he's more around the ball, kind of around the line of scrimmage kind of guy. So if they have to switch up, if they have to, you know, go with Marcus Allen or Ulysses Gilbert, the other team's going to know it. You know, especially with Derrick Henry, you put, if it's passing situation and you put, let's say, Marcus Allen in, maybe they just hand off to Henry, and now you don't have that extra thumper out there to stop him.
Ed, you mentioned Henry, and we're going to get to that in a second. But the Titans also have a big injury. Their left tackle, Taylor Lewin, is a Pro Bowler. He is out. So I'm thinking, you know, Bud Dupree might be licking his chops a little bit to get after Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah, I don't know who's replacing him. I haven't even looked at that. I do know they both tore their ACLs, Bush and that kid. And it's unfortunate, you know, those ACLs. They're terrible, but yeah, you would think so, Ron. That and you would think that Tennessee's going to bring a tight end or something over there to help that guy.
Maybe that'll help out T.J. Watt on the other side. Who knows?
That's the
Who
great
knows?
Part of having two guys like that, Ron. It's a luxury of having those two.
And it's not just those two, Ed. I mean, I think Tua has really came on in the last couple weeks. He's been real noticeable. Cam looks almost unblockable to me. And I think Alo-Alo has been so underrated. All he does is make plays, whether tackle a guy for loss or bat down a pass. You know, they're not just getting pressure from the outside, guys. That front three, I think, has been very dynamic. Would you agree?
Yeah, I think someone just did a story, Beth, front in the NFL, those guys, they're seven. That was before Bush got hurt, but they do have still a lot of talent on defense, and they lost a big part of it, but I think they still have one of the better defenses in the league. And, you know, nobody's asking this week, where's Minka?
No, he showed up last week, that's for sure. That was a big play. Obviously, when you jump up 10-0 like that, it changes Cleveland's game plan, but you know, while we're looking at that for a minute, how good is Baker Mayfield? I mean, obviously he was the number one overall pick, which I don't know that he's ever going to live up to that. Did he just have a bad day, or is maybe he overrated a little bit?
Well, he's had a bad couple now, Ron. You know, this is his third season. It's not his first or second. He was a little better in his second season. His first season. I haven't seen enough of him, but you know, when they say you want to keep a quarterback in the pocket, which is what Steelers wanted to do with Mayfield, that doesn't say a whole lot for your quarterback, I don't think. You know, quarterbacks are supposed to operate out of the pocket.
Well, let's get back into Tennessee with Derrick Henry. And, Ed, I know coaches gush about the other team all the time, and Mike Tomlin can make third-string quarterbacks seem like Tom Brady. I don't know that I've ever heard him gush about anybody the way he did about Derrick Henry yesterday, calling his talent ridiculous, said he's put together a highlight reel tape unlike any I've ever seen. And, I mean, and in this case, I don't think it was just hyperbole. I think it probably heartfelt from Tomlin when he watches that tape.
Well, Ron, I've been around coaches long enough and Mike Tomlin long enough to know he's not talking to us. He's not talking to the Titans. He's talking to his own team. He's trying to get them fired up to stop this guy. And while what he said was true, I think that was meant for his players. You know, they've stopped some of the best running games in the league, starting with the Giants. And again, last week, although Chubb didn't play, this guy reminds me a little bit of a young Jerome Bettis, you know, big, quick feet. I don't know that Jerome was quite as fast as him. I think he runs a 2.254 or something, or a 4.54. But he's a big man and he can fly and he bowls people over as well.
Got that stiff arm that would make Vance McDonald proud, that's for sure. You don't see 94-yard runs in the NFL very often, and he had that last week. He had a 54-yard screen pass last week. I mean, that's what Tomlin said. He can take it to the house on any play. And, you know, it just – and I think he wears you down, too, and Tomlin did talk about that. He's so big. You know, it would certainly help if Ben can keep the ball for a while and also that the Steelers get a lead and maybe put it more in Tannehill's hands, although Tannehill's had a real nice year, too.
Yeah, just remember, and the Steelers have had their own close games, but they probably were lucky to beat the Texans at home last week, you know. So these guys are 5-0. They're not unbeatable. I thought Kansas City was unbeatable. They're not even unbeatable. So one of the teams going to come away 6-0. But, you know, when he try and tackle Derrick Henry, Minka better not try and tackle him the way he did a couple weeks ago where he just tried to lower his shoulder into the guy and knock him off his feet. It's going to go the other way around.
Yeah, we had a caller talk about, they said they try to tackle sometimes with these body blocks. You got to wrap this guy right up if you're going to get him down. That's absolutely for sure. Talking to Ed Bouchette, our Steelers insider here at 93.7 The Fan. Ed, we had a caller, you know, which is typical. You can't get past this ever. Complaining about the Steelers coaching. Thought that that might be a weakness going into this game, that Mike Vrabel's a better coach than Mike Tomlin. And I tried to maintain my cool and not go too crazy, but you're 5-0, and this guy was complaining something about using a timeout when he shouldn't have. Ed, I don't know how you look at it. I think the coaching this year, and I'm not just talking Tomlin, I think Randy Feitner and Canada, what they're doing with that offense has been good, and I think what Keith Butler and Tomlin are doing with that defense has been very good. Would you agree?
Well, you have to, Ron. I mean, first of all, they're one of the top defenses in the league. Their offense is going pretty well. They're not turning it over. You know, Ben's got, what, 11 touchdown passes, one interception. They scored, what, 38 points last week. That was 7 on the defense. But still, when guys or women or whoever's calling you, ask them for specifics. Like, specifically, what makes you think this staff is weak, and specifically, what makes you think Mike Vrabel's staff is better? You know, I laugh at a lot of these people who think the coaching is good or bad or whatever. They don't know what they're talking about, Ron.
Well, we've been getting it for Tomlin for years and years. And, I mean, he's not perfect by any stretch. I get that. But now's not the time. I think the guy was saying, well, he had to use a timeout in the first quarter the other day. He had to waste a timeout. I said, watch some of these other games and see what these coaches. We see Tomlin's faults because we're watching their game all the time, the Steelers. But watch what some of these other teams do. It drives me crazy.
I don't remember the time. I don't remember the timeout, Ron, but sometimes there's issues where they have to call a timeout, where they see something on defense they're not prepared for. The defense did something, and the quarterback sometimes calls a timeout when that happens. They don't have the right men on the field. You know, it's just these people who watch on TV and think they know everything that's going on, well, that makes me laugh.
Ed Bouchette with me here on the Cook and Joe Show. Ed, Claypool is a revelation, man. He's just you mentioned that Derrick Henry reminds you of a little bit of Jerome. Does Claypool remind you of anyone? Big, fast. You know, I've heard Randy Moss, who I consider to be the second greatest receiver of my lifetime. He was big and fast like that. Does Claypool remind you of anybody? And how is he continuing to do this after breaking out big? As Ben warned him a couple weeks ago, you're not going to sneak up on anybody anymore.
He reminds me a little of Martavis Bryant without the baggage, Ron. Size, speed, you know, that kind of thing. Martavis had that. Martavis, you know, he just, there were 5 or 6, I can't remember the number, of rookies who scored 6 touchdowns in their first 5 games. And Martavis Bryant was one of them. So he tied, that's the most ever through 5 games, 6 touchdowns. And Martavis Bryant had that as well. You know, you look. Think back to how he burst into the league. Claypool had everything. Size, the speed, the weight. You know, he's not a skinny kid. He's like 238. I don't know if he's still 238. That's what they listed him as, the combine. The only thing you thought would hold him back would be the lack of time in the spring and, you know, preseason games and all that other stuff. But mentally, he's picked it right up. And, you know, he's been a big, big find for them.
Ed, what kind of years Juju having so far? Started pretty quickly, but 2 catches, 6 yards last week. Is that because he's getting a lot of double coverage? It's opening up for Claypool? Or why has he not been a bigger part of this offense as of late?
Ron, I said this from the beginning, and it even more so now that Claypool's come along. Have a lot of receivers out there to throw the ball to, including the tight ends. You can only throw it once every down, you know. Claypool this past week didn't catch as many as he did the week before. James Washington, who also had been, if you want to say, missing in action, he came on especially early in this game. So I think that that's the way it's just going to be. You have a bunch of good young receivers, a couple tight ends, and even some running backs like Connor that you can throw the ball to, and you can't throw it to two of them at the same time.
Well, you mentioned Connor, Ed. I guess Ben said today, I think he's playing at an all-time high. We've known all along that he's a pretty big-time running back if he stays healthy, and knock on wood, other than the Giants game when he got a little banged up and had to leave. But these last four, he's been healthy, and, man, he's doing okay for himself trying to impress somebody for a big contract, I would think, but he's still got to be able to finish the season.
Yeah, you know, he was pretty good 2 years ago too, Ron. People might forget that. He made the Pro Bowl that year. But he got hurt. You know, he had an ankle injury at the end and missed three or four games. So, you know, that's the whole issue with James is his health. You don't want to say he's injury prone, but if you look back, he's had a number of injuries. And he looks good right now. He was hurt. He was hurt in the first game this year. And you're going, oh, boy, here you go again. And that's when Benny Snell got his 100 yards. But he's been fine since. And you just, you know, he's got to keep it going. There'll be some other backs in there that they're going to mix in as well. But he's the main guy.
Ed, before I ask you for a prediction, I wanted to ask you, where do you have these Steelers ranked among, you know, one of three undefeated teams? I see ESPN come out with its power poll. They have Seattle 1, KC 2, Steelers 3, Baltimore 4. Sports Illustrated has the Steelers 2 behind Kansas City. I'm not quite as high. I got Kansas City 1, Baltimore 2, Seattle 3, Steelers 4. Where do you see them ranked at this point, 5 games in?
I don't rank them, Ron. I don't even look at those rankings, although I think they're a favorite to go to the Rose Bowl. You know, I think that those rankings are just all to get clicks, if you will. They mean absolutely nothing. So I don't know. They're undefeated. They've got two really tough games. We'll know a lot more maybe after those two games, but they've done everything they've been asked of so far.
Well, I'll ask it in a different way then. Do you think they match up with Kansas City from so far from what you've seen in Baltimore?
I think they can match up with Baltimore. They did last year without Ben at home. They should have won that game. They lost in overtime. I'm not so sure about Kansas City. That quarterback is magic. But, you know, the Raiders went into Kansas City and won. So that to me is a signal that, that it can be done, you know. Don't
All right, Ed, who do you got? Go ahead. I'm
they
sorry.
Don't put any feeling on this team. I wouldn't.
All right. Who do you like on Sunday?
Well, having said all that, I'm going to go with Tennessee, Ron. Once, because I picked every game before the season, and I had the Steelers winning these 5 that they won.
Did you really? Were you 5-0 after and your preseason picks?
No, I was 4-1 because that, or I was 3-1 whenever that.
Oh, that Tennessee schedule screwed it up. Right.
I got you. I had them losing to Tennessee, but these 5 games that they've won, I picked them to win. But I had them losing to Tennessee down there. I'm still going to stick with Tennessee, I think, in a close ball game.
Ed, enjoy, man. Always fun to talk to you. Stay well. Enjoy that walk with Poppy, okay? Beautiful day out there, isn't it?
Yeah, you see all the leaves turning over here at Boyce Park. It's a wonderful time.
All right, Ed. Stay well, man. Be safe.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.